Sai Ram. Beloved Swami, with love and gratitude, your children from Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanti Nilayam, humbly present to you a drama entitled Through the Eyes of God. Swami, we are so fortunate to have been blessed with this lifetime opportunity to make this presentation in your divine presence. We love you, Swami.
Vikram, you have returned from school.
Yes, Father. It is very exciting.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Father, today in our human values class, my teacher was telling us about how God would test his devotees and how a devotee needs to be convinced with his faith towards God. He also spoke to us about the hardships faced by devotees like Tukaram, Ramdas, Mirabai, and so on.
Oh, is it? It is so nice that you are learning the stories of great devotees at such a young age.
Father, tell me something. Why should God test his devotees? Why can't he just accept them as they are?
My son, how do you buy a kg of tomatoes when you go shopping? Will you blindly pick all that comes in your hand?
No. Mother would not accept rotten ones. She will insist that I return and replace them with good ones.
Son, For buying tomatoes itself, you would pick and choose. Then, won't God pick and choose His devotees carefully? In fact, our Swami says, test is the taste of God. Let me tell you a story. There lived a sarpanch by name Purushottam in the village Ramapuram. Unfortunately, their village suffered drought for 3 long years. During these difficult times, the sarpanch took good care of his people and even parted with his own valuables to alleviate the suffering of his people. Finally, their hardships came to an end when that year it rained sufficiently and the villagers reaped a good harvest. The entire village gathered for a celebration.
Gathered here as a single family at the lotus feet of our Divine Lord. We are here for 2 reasons. One, to offer our gratitude to the Lord for pulling us out of this drought which has troubled us for the last 3 years. And secondly, we have been doubly blessed with the presence of Brahmananda Maharshi amongst us. We all have heard about his divine stories. He brought back to life King's son after he was bitten by a cobra. Maharshi was asked by the king to stay at his palace for another 2 days, which he politely refused. He pacified the king by promising to visit him on his way back from Kailash. I deem it a privilege to invite him on this auspicious occasion.
Oh, how blessed we are to get drenched in this torrential downpour of our Lord's grace, which has resulted in a bountiful harvest. You all have prayed for these rains for 3 years, and finally, our Lord has answered your prayers. Truly, His delays are not denials. Beloved children of God, under the guidance of your sarpanch, you all have overcome the bad times and are happy today.
Absolutely, Maharshi. Our sarpanch garu stood by us in our toughest times, kept us all together and helped us understand that this famine too is the will of God. Maharshi, he was a pillar of our strength right through these 3 years. In fact, he left no stone unturned to help the families of this village fight this famine.
I remember how he made sure that he sent the food cooked at his home to as many families as possible every day for all these years.
In fact, Sarpanch Garu gave away his cows to our family as we could not afford to buy milk for our family of elders and children. And Maharshi, our Sarpanch Garu gave away all his personal wealth and other valuables during these 3 years to support us in one way or the other. In fact, under his care and support, we all have experienced what Vasudhaika Kutumbakam really means, as extolled in our Bharatiya culture.
Are, enough, enough. The higher the rise, the steeper the fall. Please do not exaggerate what my son did as per the call of his duty. We always believed that God resides in each and every one of us, and we must rise up to the occasion and be ready to serve Him without any apprehensions.
Maharshi, is there any way that we can offer our gratitude to the Lord?
I have thought of something which I hope you will all accept. With the spirit of unity that you all have been through these difficult times, I call upon you to build a temple for the Lord in this village.
O noble one, what a wonderful thought! All this while, our Lord resided just under this banyan tree, weathered by the scorching sun, dusty storms, and muddy rains.
What a noble proposal of building a temple to make this occasion even more happier. But we are a very small village with limited funds. If all the elders accept this suggestion, let us all join hands to pool in resources that are needed to construct this temple. From my side, I shall sell my acre of land and put that money into the temple fund.
Sarpanch Garu, the entire village will join and contribute to this noble task in whatever little way we can.
Jai Shri Ram!
Why not? Why not? The more, the merrier. May this proposal of building the temple further strengthen the bond between you all.
In which case, if it is agreeable to all the elders, let us fix the next Panchami as the day when we pull in the money and hand it over to the Sarpanch.
And Purushottam, this initiative of building a temple will be yet another test of your leadership, and when it is completed, will be the crest jewel of your faith and devotion. I shall take leave now.
अरे पग गए भाई मेरे कान, ये सुन सुन के कि सरपंच ये, सरपंच वो, सरपंच ने ये किया, सरपंच ने वो किया, सरपंच did that, सरपंच did this. अरे बाप रे, I'm surprised that you are giving credit of these rains to the Lord and not to the sarpanch of yours, the so-called godfather of this village. अरे ओ, हरि, रामडू, where are you going? Come, 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 come. The story has just begun. I'm still here and you are leaving?
अरे, not like that, Ravat Garu.
और नहीं तो क्या? Everyone sits around and sings the praises of that Purushottam as if he's the only one who did something for the village. What about our Ravatji's contributions during those hard times?
हाँ हाँ, बोलो बोलो. Out of his entire crop of 2 tons of coconuts this year, he has offered 2 coconuts to the Lord and prayed vehemently for the well-being of the village.
And you know what? Our Ravatji has stopped eating 1 meal a day as his sacrifice for the well-being of this society.
Arre Golu, that I thought the doctor has told him to stop eating 1 meal a day.
Hey, shut up now.
Arre, leave all these petty arguments. It's getting late. Let us leave now.
The village of Ramapuram always gathered at the Ratchabanda whenever there was any judgment to be made. At one such gathering,
Sarpanch Garu, the next petition has been filed by our fisherman Subbi against Shastri Garu, the head of our Vidya Samsthan and a renowned astrologer of our district.
Aya, this man should pay me 5,000 rupees as compensation for destroying my shop along with fishes by burning them to ashes. I hold him responsible for the loss that I suffered.
Hey, not a single paisa that you will get from me by weaving a baseless story.
Wait, wait. I am not understanding what you both are talking about. Please explain yourselves.
Dandalaya, my name is Subbi. I have my fish shop in front of this pandit's house. Every day when I open my shop, he would come out of the house, look at the sky and pray to the Almighty. Vidu vidi kottu nasanam aipovala. That I and my shop should burn down to ashes.
Last night when it rained heavily, the lightning struck my shop and everything got burned down.
నాశనం అయిపోయింది సార్, అంతా నాశనం అయిపోయింది.
పిస్సు లేదు, సొమ్ము లేదు, సాపు లేదు సార్, అంతా పోయింది సార్, పోయింది.
ఏ, ఇన్ వాట్ వే ఐఎమ్ ఐ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ దట్ లైట్నింగ్? యూ ఓన్లీ ప్రేడ్ ఎవ్రీ డే సిన్సియర్లీ దట్ మై షాప్ షుడ్ గెట్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్. అండ్ సర్పంచ్ గారు, ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ బిలీవ్ మీ, ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎ విట్నెస్, అవర్ కోకోనట్ వెండర్ కుమారు.
అవును సారు, అవును, వాడు నిజమే చెప్తున్నాడు. ఐ హావ్ సీన్ విత్ మై ఓన్ ఐస్ శాస్త్రి గారు పికింగ్ అప్ శాండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద గ్రౌండ్ అండ్ థ్రోయింగ్ ఇట్ టువర్డ్స్ ద షాప్ అండ్ షౌటింగ్ లౌడ్లీ, భస్మం అయిపోవాలి. దెన్ హీ వుడ్ క్లోజ్ హిస్ డోర్స్ అండ్ రన్ ఇన్ టు హిస్ హౌస్. అంతే సారు, అంతే.
సర్పంచ్ గారు, విన్నారా? డిడ్ యూ లిసన్ టు దేర్ స్టోరీ? వాట్ అ ప్లాన్ టు లూట్ మై మనీ.
It seems I prayed and that's why it rained and the lightning struck their fish shop.
How cunning these fellows are to blame me for a natural calamity.
What a precarious situation that I am in today. Here is an uneducated fisherman who strongly believes that the pandit's prayers are answered, and on the other hand, a devoted pandit who performs rituals but does not believe in his own prayers. Of course, the destruction of the shop was a great loss to Subbi. Though he was no way responsible for it, it is a natural calamity and he shall be well compensated from the government fund.
Yes, Sarpanch Garu, we will get a new shop constructed for our Subbi and also extend a loan for restarting his business.
And Shastri Garu, for years you have guided youngsters and elders as the head of our Vidya Samsthan about the efficacy of prayers and worship. But unfortunately, you don't seem to have any conviction in what you preach, which makes me wonder if you should continue as the head of our Vidya Samsthan. When a man does not believe in what he preaches, he shall no longer be eligible to guide us further on these matters. To all those who have assembled here, I think the message is very, very clear. As long as there is evil in mind, there will be natural calamities. So let us all from today resolve to have only good thoughts and make Samasta Lokaha Sukhino Bhavantu our prime prayer. From now on, let us all make it a habit to end all our meetings with this prayer. Please join me. Samasta Lokaha Sukhino Bhavantu.
Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu.
భలే చెప్పారు పురుషోత్తం గారు. యూ హ్యావ్ ఆల్వేస్ అమేజ్డ్ అస్ విత్ యువర్ క్లారిటీ ఆఫ్ థాట్ అండ్ ఇన్ సైట్స్ దట్ యు బ్రింగ్ అవుట్ ఇన్ డే టు డే ఇష్యూస్ లైక్ దిస్.
అరే సర్పంచ్ గారు, టుడే ఇస్ పంచమి, ద డే దట్ ద మనీ వుడ్ బి పూల్డ్ ఇన్ అండ్ హ్యాండెడ్ ఓవర్ టు యూ. వి నీడ్ టు మీట్ విశ్వనాథ్ గారు అండ్ ఆల్ అదర్స్ ఎట్ ద బ్యానియన్ ట్రీ.
Yes, yes, we will leave right away.
Oh, looks like Goddess Lakshmi herself walked in along with them. They are already here.
Namaste, Sarpanch Garu.
Purushottam Garu, we have brought the money that is needed for the construction of the temple.
Our benevolent Lord has blessed us with enough resources to complete the construction of this temple.
I'm extremely happy that everyone has pooled in resources for this noble purpose, and very soon we will see our Lord in a magnificent home.
Arya Govind Swami, our Ravaji has also contributed a lot for this noble cause. How can something as grand as a temple happen in our village without the support of our Ravaji?
Arya Golu, Baskar, I'm sure that our Sarpanji will be on the job right from this moment to take care of the funds and coordinate this activity.
Vishwanath Garu, now that we have the funds with us, can you please see the Muhurtam for Bhumi Puja?
Purushottam Garu, I have already looked into it. On the auspicious day of Bahula Shuddha Ekadashi, we shall all meet at the banyan tree and perform the Bhumi Puja.
A ravaging fire struck the neighboring village late into the night, which caused a large-scale destruction. Jaydev, the sarpanch of that village, comes rushing to meet Purushottam, seeking his help.
Jaydev. You are so badly injured. Sit here first. I will call the doctor immediately. What happened, Jaydev?
What to tell you, Purushottam? Looks like gods have cursed us. The entire village has been burned down. The fire has literally destroyed every house. We have lost 12 people to the ravaging fire. People are badly injured. Worse, the food mill with all the rice and cereal bags has turned into ashes. The local dispensary is unable to meet the emergency. We are moving people to the nearby town.
My God, all this happened so suddenly that we do not have time to even react. First, you need to see our doctor immediately. Looks like the bleeding from your head has not yet stopped.
Are you no, Purushottam. I'm fine. I have a bigger task demanding my time and attention right now.
Okay, tell me, what can I do for you, Jaydev?
The calamity has struck us so late into the night that I can't travel all the way to Rajampur to seek financial assistance from the king. I need medicines. I need food. I need to quickly raise a shelter. I'm yet to evaluate the magnitude of destruction. God alone knows how many more lives are at stake. I need some money immediately, Purushottam. I need some money.
Money? I do not have any personal money to give you. But give me a moment.
I call upon you to build a temple for the Lord in this village.
The entire village will join and contribute to this noble task. I'm extremely happy that everyone has pooled in resources for this noble purpose.
Wait. This money is meant for construction of temple. How can you use it for something else? Yes, I understand that this money is for the temple. But will my Lord be happy if I build a temple for him while his children need help immediately? Is this money yours? What right do you have over it that you would use it the way you want it? Money is not mine. I understand. But I cannot tell Jaydev to go back empty-handed when he is facing such a calamity. By giving away this money to Jaydev, are you not inviting the wrath of gods by using of this money somewhere else? God's wrath? Are they not his children? Am I not serving him in one way? So, you are doing this as per your decision without consulting others. Are you willing to bear the consequences, if any, of this action? Where is the time to consult others? I am ready to bear the consequences of my decision, come what may. And Lord, will you not be my witness to this event which has unfolded right in front of your eyes late into this night? Jaydev, I am taking a big risk by giving away this money to you. This money was pulled in by all the people of this village for the construction of a temple. At this unearthly hour, I do not have the opportunity to seek the approval of other elders. And moreover, even if I ask, I'm afraid they may not agree. But given the gravity and the urgency of this situation, I am handing over the money to you with only God as a witness to this act.
Oh Purushottam, I cannot thank you enough for this unconditional gesture of kindness, taking the repercussions on your head.
Jaydev, you too have taken good care of your people, just like a mother takes care of her children. Your simplicity, honesty, and integrity have been a source of inspiration to me. But for you, I wouldn't have taken such a risk of giving away this money meant for temple.
You can trust me completely, Purushottam. At the immediate opportune moment, I shall return the money.
Please remember, Jaidev, what I have given you is not just money, but what I have placed in your hands is the trust, respect, and the faith that my people have placed in me for all these years.
All the villagers and elders have assembled at the banyan tree on Bahula Shuddha Ekadashi for Bhumi Puja.
This is the day I was waiting for. It is the culmination of all our prayers.
Yes, Vishwanath Garu, chosen few are those who get the opportunity to build a home for the Lord.
By the way, Ramudu, did the bullock cart load of stones come?
Yes, Vishwanath Garu, it has come.
Hari, where is the load of sand?
Vishwanath Garu, it is on the way.
Oh, okay. What about the flowers and coconuts, Timanna?
I have arranged all of them. Don't worry.
Arre Pandit ji, shant ho jao thoda. Zara saans le lo. Looks like the entire burden of the temple is on your shoulders. Kya Padmanabham ji? Where is your son?
He was finishing his puja when I left home. He must be on his way.
Yes, he will surely come on time. But before his arrival, all other arrangements have to be taken care.
Arey Raju, come here. Why are you standing so far away?
Padmanabham Garu, this is the person who is going to oversee the construction of the temple. And this is exactly the place where we are going to do the Bhumi Puja.
Arre, why are you hesitating, Raju?
Oh, your token money, is it? Don't worry, sir. The moment Sarpanch Garu comes, it will be handed over. We will not keep you waiting.
Oh, Purushottam Garu, vachara? Randi, randi. Arre, Govind Swami, bring those coconuts here. Raju, Ramudu, Timanna, randi, randi. Let us start the Bhumi Puja.
Vishwanath Garu, I just want to have a word with you.
Arre, our discussions can happen later, Purushottam Garu. Muhurtam is fast approaching. Let us start the Bhumi Puja immediately.
अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्र्यम्बकाय त्रिपुरान्तकाय त्रिकाग्निकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः.
No, I cannot do this.
Arey Purushottam, where are you going? What happened?
We cannot go ahead with the construction of this temple.
I was expecting this. The agenda is the same. But each time, the story is different. Boliye, boliye, Sarpanch ji. What story will you tell us this time?
Rawat Garu, please wait. Sarpanch Garu, why can't we go ahead? What is the reason?
Because I don't have the money that you all handed over.
What?
क्यों सरपंच जी, आपके घर के चूहे खा गए क्या हमारे पैसों को?
You keep quiet, Golu. Purushottam Garu, what has happened to that money?
Under certain circumstances, I had to give away that money.
To whom and for what?
You all have heard about the fire accident which destroyed our neighboring village.
Yes, yes. Lot of people lost their lives in that unfortunate event.
But what happened to our money?
That night, Jaydev came rushing to my house for help. And under dire circumstances, I had handed over the money to him.
Maan gaye aapko Sarpanch ji.
What a wonderful story you have made.
You want us to believe that you have given away the money to a dead man?
What?
Jaydev Garu is dead.
हाँ हाँ हरि, सुनो सुनो ये मनोहर कहानी. रात के सन्नाटे में हमारे पुरुषोत्तम ने पैसे वो सरपंच के भूत को दे दिए है.
अरे वाह वाह, क्या कहानी कही है.
रावत गारू, let me explain myself. I know that Jaydev passed away last night after fighting hard for his life in the hospital. But I had given the money to him.
Fine, Purushottam ji. Let us say that you have given the money to Jaydev ji. But is there any proof or a witness?
Proof? Witness? The omnipresent Lord was the only witness.
Oh, this is getting even better. What nonsense are you talking, Purushottam? Do you think we all are fools to believe whatever folklore you tell us?
Oh my God! Oh my God! Purushottam Garu, with that one sinful act of yours, you have made us all a part of this sin.
Purushottam Garu, you have given away the money without consulting any one of us. Looks like you didn't even try to collect the money back from that Sarpanch Jaydev.
Hari, I made multiple visits to the hospital to meet Jaydev and recover the money from him. But he had serious head injuries and was unconscious.
Oh, bahut ho gaya tumhara natak. Pandit ji, I was always aware of this man's dark side. But you all have believed him to be an angel.
Oh Lord, pardon us. Spare us from the pangs of your anger.
Dekha Pandit ji, aapka Satya Harish Chandra ne hum sabko topi pehna ke khule aam loot liya.
Hey, Rawat Garu, please stop all this.
Purushottam Garu, it was always a practice to consult each other and arrive at a consensus before taking any decision. Especially when it involved the village and its money.
The situation was such, Nageshwar.
It is a very strange and questionable decision that you have taken. That too without proof. In spite of our long years of association, it is still tough for me to accept whatever you are saying.
Sarpanch Garu, all these days we have trusted you more than anyone else in this village. The facts right in front of us leave us no choice but to believe that you have eaten away this money.
Sarpanch Garu, this money was contributed by all the small farmers sacrificing all their basic necessities and other pressing commitments. You have pulled away the morsel of our hard work right in front of our eyes. It has destroyed all that you have built till date.
Kyon Padmanabham ji? देखो आपके बेटे ने क्या किया.
फादर प्लीज से समथिंग.
you have sown in me the seeds of truth, love and sacrifice. And I have always conducted myself in the best interests of people. Let the entire world say that I am a fraudster. But if you can trust me, I will find some solace.
Son, what can I say? Your acts have left me with nothing to say at all. Let God's will prevail.
This is the God's will, Padmanabham ji. A man who can cheat the entire village and eat away God's money deserves only one thing. Beat him up to death.
No, no. Don't do this to my brother. We will sell our house and other valuables and place the money at your feet.
क्या बेचेगा भाई तू? What will you sell? That old house which you have already mortgaged and that will fetch you peanuts? Or that quarter acre of barren land which no one would ever buy? You have nothing that is of any value.
Achha. And maybe that is the reason
why you waited for such an opportune moment to crack a jackpot at once.
Maro isko.
Stop. Stop it. Let us not dirty our hands by punishing this sinner. Let us take him to the king right away. And as per the rules of the land, let him decide what should be this man's fate.
Majesty, few people from the village of Ramapuram are here, seeking your immediate audience.
What is it that it needs? My immediate attention. Mahamantri Garu, are you aware of this issue?
Yes, Your Majesty. The village of Ramapuram has submitted a petition concerning their sarpanch, who seems to have swindled the money meant for the construction of a temple.
Oh, is it? Then it shall be addressed at this very moment. Summon them right away.
Your Majesty, people across this region sing the glories of how Dharma walks on 2 feet in your kingdom. In such a place, our village has unfortunately given support to a man who could not control his greed and desire. This man weaved a master plan to eat away all the money meant for the construction of the temple. He claims to have given the money to help the sarpanch of the neighboring village, and that too without any witness and proof. We seek your judgment in handing over to this man the right punishment for such a heinous act.
Purushottam, all the facts and observations have been submitted. Is there something that you have to say in defense to the allegations of these people?
Revered Majesty, I am happy that you have given me an opportunity to speak. But when the eternal witness, the omnipresent Lord,
is silently witnessing these series of events and not come to my rescue, what can I say?
How dare you bring in the Lord Almighty as a testimony to your acts of greed and desire? Are there any other witnesses who could clarify your actions?
No, Your Majesty.
In which case, all the facts presented to me are giving a very clear picture of how you have swindled the money meant for such a sacred act. You have broken the trust of the people, the rules of the land, and most importantly, have annoyed the gods by this selfish act of yours. Mahamantri, what is the punishment that a man who has eaten of God's money deserves? Whatever it is, implement it at this very moment. This land of Rajampur has always patronized people for their right and noble intentions and actions, but at the same time has severely discouraged and punished people who have displayed greed, deception, treachery and immorality. A thief shall be made to part away with his limbs, and a traitor shall be trampled to death. Since death to the traitor in the name of God is only a blessing, I shall give him death while living every single day by banishing him from this kingdom for the rest of his life. Senapati,
confiscate all his properties right away. This punishment of banishing him from the kingdom means that no subject of this kingdom will converse or deal with him. No subject of this kingdom shall give him shelter or food or water. No subject of this kingdom shall give him arms. Take him away.
Not done anything wrong? In what way have I not walked in the path shown by you? How could I send back that sarpanch at that moment without helping him? I have seen God in every person of that village which was burned down to ashes. And I am sure that's not a mistake, my Lord. You are a witness then. I am accepting all the blame that have come as a result of my decision. I have even swallowed the bitterness of my family disowning me. But what I cannot understand is your silence, O Lord, is your inaction. What else is left to happen? What are you waiting for? I wonder if you are there.
Kanarava Namuravinarava Kanarava Namuravinarava Ee Bhaktuni Pilupuki Palukava ఈ దీనుని దరిచేర కదలీరావా కనరావా నా మురవినరావా నువ్వు నేర్పిన పలుకులే పలికి తిని నువ్వు చూపిన దారిలో నడిచి తిని మరి ఎందుకు నాకి వేదనా మరియందుగునాకి శోధనా మరియందుకు నాకి నిరీక్షణ కనరావా నామొర వినరావా అందరిలో నిన్ను చూసి తిని అందరినీ ప్రేమించి తిని అందరికీ మీ ప్రేమను పంచి తిని మరి ఎందుకు నాకి వేదన మరి ఎందుకు నాకి శోధన మరి ఎందుకు నాకి నిరీక్షణ
Majesty, I have a pleasant news. Brahmananda Maharshi is on his way to the palace. He is returning from Mount Kailash and he will be here any moment.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a blessing it is. Mahamantri Garu quickly arranged to receive him with due respect and honor. Finally, the auspicious day of having your sacred presence in our palace has come.
I had promised you some time back that I shall pay a visit on my return from Mount Kailash. And here I am. God and his true followers never break their promises, no matter what.
I cannot express in words the joy that I am experiencing right now.
See, I rushed to your doorstep to keep up my promise. And it seems like you are in a greater hurry with your day-to-day activities and your decisions concerning your subjects.
Maharshi, pardon me. I couldn't comprehend the context and the significance of your observation.
Is it? In which case, pay close attention to what I have to tell you.
Sant Eknath Maharaj and his disciples have collected water from Holy Ganga in Varanasi and they are on their way to perform Abhishekam to the Lord in Rameshwaram.
How deep are these lines written by our Guruji? All that one has to hold on to is the feeling that God belongs to us.
And the next immediate question of where to look for Him is also answered beautifully when He says, wherever one goes, one shall experience God's presence.
So true, brother. Have we not experienced His presence in our long journey, right from Varanasi all the way to Rameshwaram?
Yes, no doubt. It was He who sowed this thought of performing Mahabhishekam in the Punyakshetram of Rameshwaram.
And that Mahabhishekam with the water collected from the holy river Ganga.
We cannot count our blessings. We shall be redeemed of all bondages when we perform this Mahabhishekam.
Oh my God, in the midst of all these discussions, we have lost count of time. It is time for us to leave for the last leg of our journey towards Rameshwaram. Our Guruji might be here any moment.
Oh, looks like you all are ready for the final lap of travel. Let God be with us.
Moko kaha dhoonde re bande, main to tere paas mein. Moko kaha
water. Please, God, is there no one who can help me? I'm dying. Please give me water. Oh, I cannot bear to see you suffer like this. Please, quench your thirst with this water. What has happened, my son? Why this reluctance? Can't you see this man suffering? Give me the water.
Maharaj, pardon my interference, but please wait.
This holy water of Ganga is meant for the Lord at Rameshwaram.
Yes, Maharaj, with great difficulty we have collected this sacred water meant for the Mahabhishekam.
Oh, so you mean to say that at this moment we must abandon this man suffering right in front of our eyes? Take the water to Rameshwaram and perform the Abhishekam. And this act shall please the Lord.
Yes, my Lord. Let us not digress from the purpose for which we have collected this holy water, looking at the helpless situation of this poor beggar.
Yes, Maharaj. Maybe he deserves the water right now. But what we all are up to is much nobler than merely wasting this water here.
Beloved children, how foolish of you to think that this act of giving water to the beggar is a digression, is a waste. The Lord is not pleased by mere rituals. In fact, these rituals are meant to develop that unconditional love for every object of His creation. Have you lost your vision that you cannot see the Lord Himself asking for water to be offered to Him right here? Remember, God loves you as much as He loves this man. Maybe it was God's will that we must travel with this water all the way from Varanasi to be offered to Him. I have no doubt in my mind that offering water to this person is more pleasing to the Lord than performing Abhishekam at Rameshwaram.
What an insightful story it is.
Sant Eknath Maharaj, with his act of offering sacred water to a beggar, reiterated the truth that God resides in each and every one of us.
O King, you seem to have understood the facts and the essence of this story.
Yes, my Lord. Sant Eknath Maharaj brought to light the learning that helping people in need is more pleasing to the Lord than mere rituals. In fact, we must all revere and respect Sant Eknath Maharaj as a true devotee of the Lord.
But as I see it, you have completely failed to implement the learnings of this story in your life. A person as sacred as Sant Eknath Maharaj was banished from your kingdom. Is that not a sin of the highest order?
Maharshi, are you referring to that sarpanch of Ramapuram, Purushottam?
Yes, you have blamed him to have eaten away God's money, which was not the case.
But Maharshi, there was neither a witness nor any proof to his claim of handing over the money to Sarpanch Jaidev, which made me award the punishment.
O King, of what use is all this knowledge and experience if you cannot discriminate and attempt to understand the predicament of your subjects? Here is the money which Purushottam rightfully handed over to Jaidev under dire circumstances, which has been returned now. Jaidev handed over the money before he passed away and entrusted me with the responsibility of returning it.
Oh, all-knowing one, can you please pardon me for my hasty decision and advise me as to how I can wash away the sin of punishing a noble soul?
Why do you fall at my feet? Fall at the feet of that serpent who saw God in everyone and acted according to the situation. It is more pleasing to me to see people like Purushottam than kings like you. I cannot stand even for a moment at this place.
Maharshi, pardon me, pardon me. Please don't leave like this.
Bring back Purushottam with the respect that a true devotee of God deserves. Until then, I shall not put my foot in your palace.
Maharshi! Maharshi! Senapati, send troops in all 8 directions. Find Purushottam and bring him back immediately with due royal respect. Also, inform the people of Ramapuram to assemble at the royal court. I wish to seek pardon from that great soul in public.
to atone for my sin of banishing him and to restore his honor and dignity.
The soldiers find Purushottam and bring him to the palace with due royal respect. Meanwhile, all the villagers of Ramapuram have also assembled in the royal court.
Forgive me, O noble one. Forgive me. What a blasphemy have I committed. Let me wash your feet and atone for my sin of banishing you.
Your Majesty, wait, wait. What is happening? Why have you brought me here again? And why are you asking me for forgiveness?
Oh Purushottam Garu, where should I begin? I have to seek forgiveness for banishing you from the kingdom without understanding the genuine intentions behind your actions. It was our revered Brahmananda Maharshi who opened my eyes and made me realize how hastily I took the wrong decision. The noble one revealed to me how you could see God in each and every one of those villagers struck with a calamity, and how God is pleased only when you help the needy than performing mere rituals.
Your Majesty, forgive my audacity to interrupt you. The money was never handed over to the serpent. It was a story weaved by this crooked Purushottam.
Another word from your mouth and I shall have you beheaded. How dare you misrepresent facts, twist the truth and manipulate all villagers by your baseless arguments. We have all incurred the wrath of gods by insulting a man who has always lived his life for others. And as far as the money is concerned, Mahamantri Garu, here is the bundle of money returned by Sarpanch Jaydev on his deathbed to our Brahmananda Maharshi and requested him to return it to Purushottam Garu on his behalf.
Your Majesty, I am glad that finally the truth has come to light.
Purushottam Garu, my job is half done. Brahmananda Maharshi was upset with what I did to you and left angrily from here, saying that he'll step in my palace only after I seek your forgiveness. Now I'll have to bring him here. Mahamantri Garu, we need to leave immediately.
Your Majesty, Brahmananda Maharshi, along with his disciples, are on their way to the palace. They'll be here any moment.
Oh, is it? Maharshi, I'm glad you are back. I have fulfilled your command by bringing Purushottam back and seeking his forgiveness. And Maharshi, the fury with which you left my palace, displeased with my actions, left me with a fear that your anger might turn into a curse that would invite the wrath of gods on my kingdom, its subjects and my lineage.
Maharshi, I am indebted to you for having cleared all the blemishes that have tainted me.
What is happening here? Purushottam, what blemish of yours did I actually wash? Your Majesty, when did I pay a visit to you? What are you all talking about?
Yes, Your Majesty. In fact, our Guruji had been traveling all night long to reach your palace at the earliest and share the Tirtham of the holy Manasarovar as promised earlier to you.
Maharshi, looks like your anger has not completely subsided. Were you not the one who enlightened me with the story of Sant Eknath and commanded me to restore the honor and dignity of Purushottam Garu? And is this not the bundle of money that you handed over to me?
What? Bundle of money? Our Guruji handing it over to you, Majesty?
Shanti, Shanti. The dark clouds of confusion have shattered. It is all clear to me. O Jagannataka Sutradhari, Bhakta Jana Rakshaka, Bhakta Vatsala, Dhanyadanaitini Swami, Dhanyadanaitini. Nee Premaku Hadde Ledu Kadaya. You took my form to save your devotee?
What? The Lord came in your form, Maharshi, to save Purushottam?
Ye gunambu ganinchi ye tanchano naadu prahladu palimpa parama purushudu. Ye gunambu ganinchi ye tanchano naadu pedaku cheluni brova Veda charitudu. Ye gunambu ganinchi ye tinchenu naadu kariniga cheditari kamalanayanudu. Ye gunambu ganinchi ye tinchenu naadu dhruva kumaruni saka Vaikunthavasi. Aa gunambe ganinchi aa amaravandyudu aartha janula palimpa avatarinche.
Purushottam Garu, the Lord who saved Prahalada, who redeemed poor Kuchela, has now come down to save you. Your exemplary devotion and steadfastness had the power to bring the Lord amongst all of us. How noble you are! O your Majesty, sages and saints have craved for hundreds of years to just have a glimpse of the Lord. And here, you have been blessed with His darshan, sparshan and sambhashan. How fortunate are you!
Lord, I have no words to express my gratitude. I am speechless. Pained by my physical suffering, I had blamed your silence, imagining you as a mere silent witness. But Lord, you took the trouble of coming amongst us, filling each and every one of us with your love, guidance, and presence. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me.
నాయనా, చూసావా ఆ దేవుని నాటకము? హీ టుక్ పురుషోత్తం టు ద బ్రింక్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫేత్ అండ్ దెన్ స్ట్రాంగ్లీ కన్విన్స్డ్ హిమ్ అండ్ అదర్స్ దట్ ఎనీ యాక్షన్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ విత్ డివోషన్, సెల్ఫ్లెస్నెస్
and filled with love for God is never let down by God. A devotee who loves God in the true self sees God in everyone. Such a devotee makes himself and others drench in God's love. See, in the story, the saint is thrilled that God came in his form. The king feels blessed for having the darshan, sparshan and sambhashan of the Lord. And Purushottam is drenched in God's love. For a formless took upon a form just for his sake. In fact, our beloved Swami declared that millions of avatars have come and gone for the sake of true devotees. This Satya Sai avatar came to establish that service to man is service to God. Swami never emphasized on building monuments and temples for him. Instead, he inspired us to always be ready to serve. In fact, Swami lived his entire life giving himself away to this humanity without expecting anything. Swami always addressed us as Divyatma Swarupalara. This does not mean that Swami has possessed someone. It simply means that we need to possess his unconditional love and learn to live and see the world through the eyes of God.
Divyatma Swarupalara.
Embodiments of divine
art.
Do not consider that God is far off from you.
అతను నేనే నేనే అతనే.
You consider yourself as
divine.
Offer yourself totally to God. In a moment of time you can realize. You don't need to do physical exercise.
10 years plan,
5 years plan, not needed.
He is only master.
God is only master.
ఆ దైవాన్ని నిరంతరం కూడా నువ్వు చింతిస్తూ చింతిస్తూ ఆ దైవత్వంగా నీవు పొందండి.
Therefore, think of God continuously and be divine.
Adiye satyamu, truth is God. Adiye jnanamu, adiye God.
Wisdom is God.
Anantamainatunti vaade God.
God is infinite.
జీవానికి శ్వాసవు నీవు మాడుగులలో ప్రతి అడుగువు నీవై చేపట్టి నడిపించుమా. బస జావో సాయిమా దిల్ మే మేరే, ఏ జీవన్ తుజ్కో అర్పణ్, ఏ ప్యార్ ఉపకార్ జీవన్ కా ఆధార్, ఏ ప్యార్ ఉపకార్ జీవన్ కా ఆధార్.
Vithala, Hari Vithala,
Vithala, Hari Vithala,
Vithala. Bye. Shine.